Welcome back, everybody, to hour three of our first day of Celebrate Your Body's Infinite Wisdom. And Linda?
Thank you very much. So what during that little break, the part of my body that spoke to me was just to do a very simple connection, communication with our eyes. I just suggested this a few in the second hour a little bit, but I'd like us to put both hands just softly, you know, on our, like, I have the heel of my hand, for those of you on the phone, like under my jaw, and I have my elbows bent and against my body. I'm just and holding. I want to say my hands are cupped, and they want me to give them a feeling, like something to do. Actually, each of you, put your hands there and bring into your image some being, some animal, some, I don't know what, something from the sea. An octopus wants me to feel it, but I want to have more connection, maybe the abalone. My whole face wants to be and just nurtured, held like this. And I've got my thumbs like kind of close behind my ears now. Maybe someone wants to go back there. And I'm lucky because I'm in a chair that I can move gently back and forth. So I love that feeling of movement. And I'm just going to imagine, I'm going to invite us to imagine that we're like in a, and move your body just a little bit, however you can do this, back and forth, like we're in a lovely quiet area, a tide pool, where the water is gently washing in and what's washing around us. And just my hands, they want to feel like, they're bringing, with this connection of a abalone on both sides, they're just bringing that sense of water, wonderful feeling, me being a part of the sea, a part of the ocean. And just imagine just really gentle way, it's just a movement of the water back and forth. And that I can feel sea kelp. I've seen it. I've been in kelp beds and seen the gentle movement of this. And it makes me smile and my cheeks move under my hand. And now with my fingers very gently, I'm going to do 1 1/4 touches on my eyes as I smile. And I'm smiling at the water. I'm smiling. I am imagining a little sea otter that's floating in this area where there's sea kelp moving back and forth. And that little sea otter, if you've ever watched them, they lie on their back and they take a rock and they put it on their chest and they can crack open a shell to eat the stuff inside. And I'm just smiling at this. And now I'm going to come back and I'm just going to keep one hand still, whichever you decide. And very gently, with the breath of the breath, doing tiny 1 1/4 circles all around over my eyes as I smile and move my body a little bit. And imagining moving with the water. So we're washing it, like we're connecting with that amazing water in ourselves. And we're in the water, and we're bringing that life force, activating, connecting with that divine spark in our eyes, in every cell in our eyes. And feel like, take your fingertips very gently, just enough connection to move the skin, move your tissue in one circle and a little quarter, pause and a quarter back. Yeah, let's do some of those. Circle with a snail's tail all around and move your body at the same time. Breathe, imagine you're moving with the flow of this perfect temperature water. And now change your hand. One hand keeps still and just nurtures, supports that whole side as your other hand now gentle, one circle and a quarter, right over the eyelid. Right around the inside of your bridge of your nose, just right below the eye. And smile at it. Because we never give this, wow, how important our sight is. We rarely give it time. Just acknowledge. What about, let's see, our eyebrows touches along there. And then a little circle with the whole hand, a little gentle, like little stretch up and to the side and a little slide to your whole hand, but like celebrating, I feel you, my face. This is the mirror to my inner self that others see. Oh, interesting thought. Now I'm going to move down. I'm just keeping one hand nurturing, holding, supporting, being there on the one side. And I'm going to start moving around my face. Come along the sinuses, like just along the side of my nose. Do a little circle and a one and a quarter and a little slide slightly, like not exactly sideways, just about 15 degrees up from a horizontal slide. So a little bit upward and around your lips. Nice. Just take this time. Wow. And however you have to move your hands, however it is, around your jawline. Interesting. Now let's get all around behind the ear here. Feel that jaw. Talk to this. And gentle, be very gentle. So let's go from the whatever feels good pressure. Like on me right now, I do, I'd say it's a 3 and then a slide. And we're going to do a little review of that after. Just for those of you who are not sure what I mean by a 3, just do what is comfortable and then try a little less and see if that's just as comfortable. Sometimes I'll use a 5 or 6 pressure and then back off. Come under my chin. Nice. I'm using the back of my fingers now. Just switch and use whatever part comes to you. I and go along the back of the hair and slide through your hair and do a little lift upward. Whoa, that feels good. Yes. We're just sticking with the one side right now. Now let's put our hands down. Open our eyes. Just feel these two sides. We're going to do the other side. We're not going to leave that. Now, because I have some of you on the phone, I would like to do on the other side, I'm going to do a little face refresher, and I'm going to do my best to guide you. And so we'll do what we did on the left side. Now we're going to do something a little different order on the right side. So I'm going to, however, like it may be more comfortable for some of you to use the back of your fingers, like between the first and second joint. No, that's the chimp. And so it's easier than using my fingers. So I'm holding my chin with my left hand, and with my right hand, I'm just lightly cupping the hand back, and I'm using part between the first and second joint. That is the, not the underside of my hand, but the front of my fingers. And now I'm going to do it right along the jawbone. I'm going to hold with my left hand so I stabilize, circle and a quarter, and I've got my thumb on the underside of the jawline and my folded my fingers between the first and second joint. Circle and a quarter and a little slide upwards. Now, if you don't like the slide, because there are some people who don't, just do a little stretch. So a little circle and a quarter and just a little stretch upward. Now it's a stretch, you have to hold down, stabilize with your left hand so you don't like put your skin up. It's just a little nice little stretch. For me, I love the slide. Go all the way up to the, oops, I'm losing my earbud. Now, I have to take it out for a moment because I want to go right behind the ear. And now I'm going to take the ear and just do a nice little gentle circle and a little slide upward. Yes. All right. Now, I'm going to go back. Let's come back to the chin. And however you, in this case, I'm going to use my thumb underneath and the fingers just to do a circle and a quarter and a little slide, stabilizing with the opposite hand. If you're having issues with like your hands maybe and can't do this so well, imagine it. There. I'm going all the way up, and this time I'm coming to the front side of the ear. Aye, aye, aye. And I'm using I'm using a 3 pressure and probably a 4 slide because it feels really good. And some of you might really enjoy just way, way less. Yes. Now let's come back around the mouth on the right side, little circle, however you want to use, whatever part. Above the lips on the right side, coming up circle. It's really easy for me because it's really sticky here. And so my skin is really moist. This is our face refresher. So as those of you can see, I'm doing stabilizing the skin with my left hand on the right side of my face, my right hand, and making a little light circle. It's like a 2 pressure and then a little slide. Going all the way up to the hairline. And in the hairline, I'm using the fingernails to scrape along. It feels really good. Now, I'm going to come gently over the eye here and on the inner side of the, like the, I don't know what you call it, the upper bridge of the nose. Say hello to all of this. Hello. Under this ridge, under my eyebrow, and down over my eyebrow, and now straight up. And my skin wants me to do a little scrape. All right. I'd like you just to ask see if your eyes have, or your any part of your face just has something to say, or you can say, huh, how was that? What did that do for me? And I just like to get just your spontaneous feedback. Could we just, is it possible to unmute everyone at once, Sandy, and then just have people just say a few words and we'll just have a cacophony of voices?
It is possible. It might really literally sound like a cacophony, but
we could have a lot of electronic noise. So
okay.
Currently unmuted.
So. All right, that didn't work. We did get a cacophony.
Whoops.
That came to you from that. Sally Baldwin, I see something. Janelle, fantastic. Janella, calming. Yes, you can just, if you can put it in the chat, that's fantastic. You can just type a few words in the chat, Sally. Saskia, opening up, fresh from Saskia. Kathleen Murray, beautiful circulation. Yeah. Sally Ellison. Terry Johnson, relaxing. Anna, rejuvenating from Lynn. Joelle, expansion. Yeah. Ruby, feel like I'm swimming in the, I love that feeling. Let's see if I can catch the rest of your words. I'm swimming in the midst of a warm pool. Yes. Relaxed eyes from Anna. Body mellowed out and got very soft from Elaine Garley. Nice. Appreciation from Sally Baldwin. Sandy, deep appreciation for the vehicle to be of service for my purpose here on earth, for all the messages, quirks, issues, problems, challenges, that point me back to what I do desire. The contrast seems to collide, but will always inform you and your deeper depth and desires awaken you to desire to be of service. Yes. So Joelle, you said I'm still on loudspeaker. I don't know what that means. I'm still on loudspeaker.
That was while we were during the break.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So yeah, I'm going the wrong way. The pool took me back to scuba diving, Elaine. Super. Lifting up, Natalia. Nice. Thank you. And just be in this space. Just feel this. Because our desire to spend this time, this 6 months, experiencing, celebrating our body's infinite wisdom. It's not something that we normally do, because so often our awareness is just to the parts that don't work as well. And when we begin to focus, I mean, I believe that's why I at 82 have the energy that I have. It's also the fact that I have some tools. And one of the tools that has been the most significant tool is the Ho'oponopono concept. Is there anybody here who does not know about the Ho'oponopono? It's a Hawaiian prayer ritual. Just raise your hand and I can see you if you don't know. Everybody does. And the thing that, for me, my favorite book is Ho'oponopono by Dupre. My goodness, last name is Dupre, D-U-P-R-E-E. And it's just a little tiny book and it has so much wonderful stuff. Raise your hand.
Ulrich Dupre?
Ulrich, yes. Thank you. Raise your hand if you know that book. Just a few of you. And the other, the book, for those of you who love to read and really understand what's behind it, I love The Book of Ho'oponopono by Dr. Luc Bodin and Natalie Bodin-Lambre. The reason I love that, they explain together what's behind all of this, why it works. And Diane, I'm going to come to you in just a second. But what that book did for me is, so the basic words are, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. And that can be fit in any order. Now, when we're talking about celebrating the infinite wisdom of our body, the issue is that so many of us, we have issues with our body. And how do we forgive ourselves for that? And what I have found over the years is one of the most difficult parts of that four short pieces. Concepts is the I love you. People cannot say I love you to themselves, and if they've got an issue with that you're dealing with, they have a hard time saying I love you, whatever direction that is. And what, thanks to a definition from the French, because that the Book of Ho'oponopono is originally in French by Dr. Luc Bodin, and the translation is, I love that divine within, that divine spark. I see it as a divine spark within. And when I started sharing that from that point of view, it's really different. So no matter if we're dealing with a really hard situation with someone, and we can acknowledge our oneness with all it is, our oneness from the point of the divine connection, that opens the door for forgiveness for ourselves, for whatever the situation is. And to me, that is one of the most amazing tools, because it's been used around the world since the 70s. And I think that the book is like the various books, because there are many of them, are in more than 50 languages. And it's considered the Hawaiian prayer ritual of forgiveness. So I would like to know if any of you, in terms of this, our theme, celebrating our body's infinite wisdom, does anybody have thoughts or feelings about that you would like to share about this journey together, what that means for you? What that brings to you, brings up any challenges, any gifts. And I know it's hard to share, but remember what a gift it is, just to dare to.
I tried to unmute you, Ruby. Maybe you can unmute. Oh, you got it. Can you unmute yourself? Oh, there.
I was unmuted. Let's see.
There.
There we go. Linda, it's a pleasure to be back here and studying and learning from you and from everyone. I did have something this past summer that for 2 months took me to the lowest place I had ever been, and with a lot of pain. And thankful for you and Sandy for, giving me a couple suggestions on how to deal with the trigeminal neuralgia. The messages our body gives us is incredible. And learning how to get calm enough to really hear them and know what they're saying is what I'm working on. But it was an incredible journey, and it's... it makes you really appreciate now that, it gotten to the point where I couldn't use the T-Touch in the way I had been, that had been very successful before. Now I'm back to being able to use it how it seems to Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I have a new appreciation for, and I can't wait to learn more about the vagus nerve. And I'm just so excited about this next 6 months and how I can incorporate it into my yoga classes, because I've already started the 5-part breath work and the heart hugs and this whole thing. I'm doing a meditation every 2 weeks, and this whole teaching people this would be wonderful, what you just did. So thank you so much for what this community. I'm looking forward to getting to know everyone better as well.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. And if I can just share I was talking to Ruby, I don't know, it's been 9 months or so ago, because Ruby first brought her beautiful dog to a class. And then we were talking and she was sharing about how she couldn't use T-Touch at that point because of the pain of the trigeminal nerve. Just a wind touching her just would take her to her knees. And so I guided you with away from that, finding the areas away where you could touch. And through the process, for a month or so, you were able to stop it. Is that true?
Well, it went on for about 2 months. But after, the other thing you were telling me is the belly T-Touch. I had never tried that for that, which was really, really helpful. And then Sandy, the essential oils right here at the back of the neck, which can get to that vagus nerve to get to everything. It's amazing. Our bodies are amazing. They're really miracles. So yes, it has gone away for 2 months now. Yes.
So it's gone again now?
It is gone again right now. We're figuring out some things. We're trying some different things. So it does come back a little bit when we aggravate it. But we're trying to, I've found an amazing natural path that is helping me find the real root of it all. So
fantastic. And in the next session, I'm going to be bringing in something that has absolutely drawn me since I think I started in 1972. This idea, I would go visualize going into my whole intestinal area, starting on the right and coming up, and I'd go in there with a bunch of little elves, and I'd turn into an elf, not an elf, you know, those little happy guys, those seven dwarf. I make snow in my whole intestinal area, and we go in and we transmute the snow and throw it out and clean everything up. And I did this for months at some point. And then what happened to me, I think about a month ago, I woke up at 4 and I found myself with my hands doing just, you know, I don't know if you can see it. I can't see me, so I can't. Can you see my belly?
Yes.
And so I started and coming up and just doing circle and a quarter, like all around up here and stop. And then coming and starting again. And the one night I did it with really deep, like my fingers like folded with the part that we call the chimp and going so deep. You know? And it was sensitive, but I wanted to go in there like that. And I did it. And then the next night I had 4 nights in a row. Every night my hands went in a different position. It was really interesting. And when I was talking to my acupuncturist, what she said that she learned, and she's an amazing masseuse and integrates T-Touch. She said that they found that what they were told is just go like start on the right and come down and don't go across. Don't confuse the body. Just keep that like it's like this kind of a bit of a horseshoe. It's a horseshoe shape kind of. And I really talked to this. And what I'm really excited is the new information from Dr. Burka that they say that they're really focusing on is the amazing life within our bodies. This bacteria that in the last class we started to make a connection with and transmute to light. anything that's not useful for us. So I just put this out because I bet you some of you are on this path because it's out there in the universe now. And this part of, like, for instance, one of the reasons that brought me back to the whole intestinal area this time, because I haven't done that for years, is that one of my dear friends couldn't do a heart hug for whatever reason. But I said, well, how about, she said, it was her idea, she could do a belly hug. And this is before we started then focusing in the co-creating heaven on earth, Eleanor bringing in the beautiful vagus tree. Because Eleanor, I would love to put that tree, that vagus nerve tree wants to come up on our screen. It came in, the whole thing came during our guided journey earlier. Wants us to see that and to feel it. Because that is why the ear touch works in cases of emergency. Keep you out of shock, bring you out of shock, so much stuff. And it's this beautiful tree. I have it, a picture of it. If you can't find it easily on your computer, I have it right here. Do you think you can find it?
I was trying to share it in the chat, but it wouldn't let me. Would you like to screen? Would you like me to
screen share? Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Hold on. I'm going to do it another way.
And this, while you're getting that, the thing that was just so, I started to say how remarkable it was when I recognized why the ear T-touch works in cases of emergency. I mean, we have multiple cases of hearts being stopped and being able to start the heart without the trauma that is normally done with CPR, just from the ear T-touch.
So can you see this?
Look at the get, you guys, look at this. I mean, I just
see the cursor as I'm moving the cursor.
Yeah, yes, we can see it. Yes. Through the heart and this is so interesting.
So for people who are on the phone and who might not be familiar with the vagus nerve, what's being shown is the brain with all of the vagus nerve system and all of the nerves that run down to the eyes, to the ears, all around the nose, the mouth, the throat, and then down through and around all the organs. And what Linda was just referring to was all the nerves that go down and around through the gut. It's like huge branches of many, many, many different nerves that embrace all and innervate our whole digestive system down into our coccyx.
And what I want to bring to this class is, it's not about having to memorize this or learn it, that left brain, you know, knowledge. I'd like you to feel the knowing of the flow of this. Just feel it. And Ruby, I started a 5-part pranayama. Go ahead. I can't. And maybe I could read it. Connecting the heart with it to start. Yeah. End the class. Go ahead. Sorry. Go.
I was responding to Eleanor when she said, "What do you do in your yoga class?"
Yeah. So. Great. So start with, and also Simila in Italy. May we see your beautiful boy? And you've been sharing it for a long time in your yoga class. Where are you? And I hope that you're going to be bringing a group to be with us for the retreat in March here in Hawaii. Look at, let's see your boy.
I unmuted you.
He's breastfeeding. Now he's breastfeeding.
What's his name?
Ciao. He's Nimai. Nimai. The name Nimai. Is Nimai.
Uh-huh.
He's smiling now. Because he... Ready?
Hello.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Hello.
Beautiful. Great.
He's so, my best touch practitioner for me.
Beautiful. So in your yoga classes, what part of T-Touch are you sharing?
Yes, I do T-Touch in the beginning when I start with the T-Touch on heart tug. But then I end with the T-Touch on the body. So I do sometimes yoga massage, but many, many times I do T-Touch from the hair, the hand, the head to the feet, yeah. All the body. Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And they are very, very happy when I do that.
So I would really, I would love to hear a little bit when Eleanor and Sandy and I decided to do this next 6 months on celebrating our body's infinite wisdom. This is something that our concept is to really get to accept and appreciate and know this as a vehicle of our soul. And acknowledging this divine spark within, and each one of us bring to this triangle of beings that we are, because for those of you who don't know us, we've been working since 30 years. I've been working with both Eleanor and Sandy for 30 years is when they first started with this. So I would just like to have you share some of the vision, Eleanor, that you bring to this and the concept. What are we doing here? How are we going to make a difference in our own lives and to those around us?
Yeah, you mean like in some of the ways that I would use it?
Right. What you're thinking about it.
Well,
with your clients, with yourself.
So, you know, it's interesting. Just recently, I had a very well-known musician from LA, from Hollywood, come to me. He had been adjusted on his neck and wasn't the same. He had been going to his person who works with him for years, and this time it didn't work. Everything went wonky. His digestive tract went off. His vision went off. He had ended up with 3 months of vertigo. He was hospitalized. He got anxiety. The list was huge. And he came to me, and the first thing I touched him and said, oh, don't worry. It's your vagus nerve. It was slightly shredded and in the twist, and we can work with that. And just teaching him the small working with the circle and a quarter T-touches around his neck. We could do with the pads of the fingers, but we could also get him to get it with the back of the knuckles to work along the sides. And I showed him the photo. When I showed him the photo, this man started to cry because he said, I have been to every world famous neurologist, immunologist, and every specialist. I have been hospitalized in the top hospitals in Los Angeles, and nobody could figure this out. And you're telling me it's this, and this completely makes sense, because every place it touches was a place that suddenly became a huge 90% of the day focus issue for him. And in one session, his vertigo started going down. In the second session, he was back to sleeping through the night. In the third session, he was able to get on a plane and fly to the next gig without an anxiety attack happening on the plane. And doing this work is so simple. And it is so invaluable. And this is just someone just recently. The stories go on in the life changing of it. But to me, it's like, it's as simple as just reconnecting. It's the reconnection that it does. And I am so thankful for what this work does in helping everybody. And really, Linda, and Sandy, for people that come, like you said, with trigeminal neuralgia, with people that come with the most complicated situations that modern medicine doesn't quite get to. And this work really does it, and it does it simply. And to me, in my mind, when I've been doing this in hospitals everywhere, it's drawing back the image back to us of our body and who we are. And that's the greatest gift, because sometimes life's experiences happen and we lose our self-image, or we lose parts of us in our self-image. So that's a piece of this.
Thank you. And this idea of finding this peace within, this amazing concept, and recognizing our oneness, and knowing that just as we're sitting here, for instance, and listening to each other, you can just allow your hands to go anywhere on your body and just start doing this, like one circle and a little quarter and a little lift. And because normally we don't take time to do this, do we? We're so in our heads and not in our bodies. And this is, I think it's, the sharing is so important. And Sandy, I would love to have you share what's happening with you after all the connections that we have as we celebrate this next 6 months of being together, of sharing this together. So it's not just like once a month, but if we can, if you don't have time to go into the Facebook, just send it out through, you know, we'll pick it up. Do a heart hug and connect with all of us right here on the screen. Sorry. And know that we can have that connection. We can go from within and connect to all. Sandy, I would love to give you the floor, because normally all of you, we start this with Eleanor and Sandy coming on, but the universe had another plan at this point for today.
The gifts of being able to work this closely with you for the last year and a half, after working together with horses and dogs and cats and also with humans for 30 years, has been an extraordinary thing. And one of the things that's going on for me in bringing this work forward is the ongoing work with my horse who brought me to T-Touch, because he's now 37 years old. And so I started using T-Touch because of him. And he has continued to be an extraordinary teacher, and always, like T-Touch does, helps to bring me and us back into ourselves, sensing and experiencing from a different perspective than just our habitual reactions. And in terms of aging, you know, he is to me another role model of being having the use of T-Touch over decades, and the extraordinary assistance that it offers. And like Linda, he always asks us to look at him. He says to me things like, don't think of me as growing old, think of me as growing towards the light.
Wow.
Right?
Incredible.
It is incredible. And one of the many things I'm excited about for this 6 months is in the sharing, we're doing a lot more sharing and more free flow this time than we have in the past two, where we really set the foundation for us, all of what we're doing here. And in that sharing, Linda and Eleanor and I, and we've talked about it on the other classes, but we've been talking more and more about how through this sharing, when when we talk about these areas that are not normally discussed in our day-to-day life, where the focus in all of our cultures are on what doesn't work and what's not good and what's going wrong. And in this, it is that celebration, that appreciation, that's like that door, there's so many doorways, and this appreciation for how our bodies work. And the extraordinary to me, like the resilience through all the things that we put ourselves through. You know, I was working with someone this week, yesterday, seems like a long time ago, it was just yesterday. And just like we're doing today, taking this spatial time, this just slowing everything down and giving ourselves the time to just really sink in and be in a spacious, like it feels luxurious to me, of spending all that time with our eyes and our face and in our into our the beginnings of our vagus nerves through our TMJ and our ears, and that it gives space for such a deeper listening that we so often don't give the time for. And how in the sharing, it takes things out of just it's me and my experience. And it literally, what I see energetically, because I do all the, you know, I've had so much work training with seeing, sensing, and being with energy, is it literally opens portals each time we share, so that, and it helps us to come into, bring it into an anchor into the physical realm, literally. Whereas it's not just a thought up here. It's not just what I'm envisioning. It's not only what I'm dreaming. It's not only just my personal experience. It's literally then it links us with ourselves, with our physical body, and it literally brings it into the physical realm. And it also links us and connects us back into that network with each other. So that all of us are these, you know, what the fig tree message says about all of us being part of one, that is part of these points of light, each of us as a point of light linking together in this network, and that strengthens each time we get to share. So, thank you, Linda, for opening these doors to allow us with conscious awareness to be doing this.
It's so beautiful, this opportunity to be together in this way. And what I would like to know, now we, our intention was to bring in some of the real basics of the T-Touch, because do we have anybody here who doesn't know T-Touch in one form or another? Because I can't, let's see.
If we may also have some people who aren't on today. I know that we do. There are other people registered who aren't on today that may be very new to T-Touch.
It just looks like everybody has a good foundation. So we're going to in the next time, I want to bring in, which I haven't had a chance to do in the whole since these total of 9 months that we did this. I really want to bring an awareness to these different parts of our hands and to the animal names that we have allotted to those different parts: the chimp, the baby chimp, the orang, the baby orang, the clouded leopard. And actually, the reason for bringing these in is to connect us with these other realms, because in order to be all we can be, which is what just celebrating our infinite wisdom of our body is about, being all we can be, it's seeing and acknowledging all the realms. And I keep coming back to this merging of science and spirituality. And the spirituality is seeing beyond what this is. And also, you know, celebrating the fact that, yes, we are logical. We can get on together like this. Boy, that takes a lot, as some of us, you know, as some of you know over the years. And activating, rewarding, acknowledging this other whole brain, this whole other idea of the visualization, the guided journeying, that activates our compassion for all that is, that gives us the ability and the permission to feel ourselves. And this concept of intuition, a manifestation of divine knowing within, that's our intuition, that we activate that we support that with this. And the creativity, it's so amazing. I'm sure there are other parts of our hands that we can use, or our body that we can use to bring an awareness, to bring this celebration of our bodies. And they all change, you know, in some ways or another. So instead of going to the OO factor, it's how do we share? We have a lot of knowledge here between us all. It's about sharing that knowledge and sharing our journey. So I would like to invite you, if it's all possible, if you have the energy, to go to the site now. To and I haven't even been there, even though every day I was going to go in and leave a message. I'm going to go there right now.
You mean to the Facebook
page? To the Facebook page. Can you direct them? And if there's anybody who does, like, if you don't like Facebook, maybe you could just send us, like, send me or Sandy a message and we'll post it for you, because some people don't like to go there. Would you be okay with that, Sandy?
I am. I'm going to post the link. You should all have that from your emails, and also it is in the membership site, but here it is again. And
can you read it for those who are on the phone? I mean, say it.
Yes. is www.facebook.com/groups/ and the letters TT with the number 4 with the letter U, TT4U, Body Wisdom. And I see, I'm on there right now, and I see a bunch of people are asking to join in, which I've just let you in. And great, so I can see that you're hopping on right now. I love it, that's great.
And awesome. I really like to add in, I'd like to honor for those who don't, do not want to do Facebook, please either send to me or to Sandy and we'll share this, because I honor that. I know that some people don't want to do that. Is that okay, Sandy, if we do?
It is okay. What happened last time, the only reason I hesitated with that is when we did that last time, what happens is people start conversing back and forth, and then I have to relay all that information back and forth. So I want to be able to do that. Please know if...
Well, maybe we can just find out. It's just for those who really can't go on.
Yeah.
Who have a thing about it, which I honor. We'd still really love to have a way to connect and communicate.
Yeah.
So you actually just, you know, email or text it and we can post it, right?
Yes.
That's the easiest.
Yeah, and you all have my email address. It's the one for the class is sandy@ttouchforyouonline.com, and or you can private message me from on Messenger or Facebook.
Sally has a question. Sally Ellison. Wait, can you unmute yourself, Sally? Down on the left, you'll see you just click that button. Yep, you're unmuted now.
If I get from here to there, do I have to close out of Zoom to do that?
Can you hear her, Sandy?
Oh, sorry, I was letting people in.
Okay.
What's the question again?
How do I get from here to there?
Are you on a computer or your iPad?
I could go downstairs and get the iPad.
No, but are you, so are if you, if she's on the computer.
Right, on your computer?
Yes, I'm on the computer right now.
Okay, so if you go to the chat.
Chat, okay.
And you see from me to everyone, there's an address that starts with http://www.facebook.com.
I see from Pat Hennessy to everyone.
From Sandy Rakowitz, almost at the bottom.
Scroll all the way to the bottom of the chat.
Oh, okay. I see it.
Click on that link and it'll open into a separate page.
Okay.
And there we are.
And then it should ask if you want to join the group.
Okay. You must log in to continue.
Oh, right, right. I forget. I'm always logged into Facebook, so I forget about that. You have to log into Facebook, into your Facebook account, and then use that link.
Create a new account.
If you don't, are you not currently a member of Facebook? What would be good, Sally, is we can talk afterwards, and I will walk you through that process.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And Pat wants to know if we're going to talk about the handout.
Yes, let's do it.
So should I go back to where we are right now on Zoom?
You are there.
You're here
already.
I'm still here, so I can leave this Facebook page up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Sandy, handouts.
So, would you like me to share it on the screen?
Yes, please.
Let me hang on 1 second. Let me get it up on my screen and then I can share it. And here we go. So if you didn't print it out, if you didn't download it onto your computer device and you didn't print it out, here it is. And this is a handout that Suzanne Lederer created years ago that Linda has used, that they've used in a T-Touch for You program in Switzerland, is that right? Austria?
Well, actually, this was created for a 58-person study that we did over 3 days in Bad Vaslau near Vienna. And Suzanne Lederer created this, and what we did, there were three of us doing T-Touches. We had agreed to using one of any 5 T-touches. We had to stick to that. We could only do from the head to the seat, to the where the person was sitting, and for 20 minutes. And so they filled this out before, how they were feeling when they came in. And it's so you have to see the little smiley face. I'm trying to see it. Can you see this, Sandy? Because it's opposite of how we do it, I think.
It's the smiley faces are quite faint because of the multiple copies we had to make for this. We don't have the digital form of this. Where zero is, doesn't feel good. And it's usually we go to 10, in Europe they went to 9. But you can always add a 10 in, where 10 is like, this is sublimely awesome. And you want people to, you know, we've already had 3 hours of T-Touch, so.
Yeah, what we were hoping before and is that you would fill us out how you were feeling at each one of these before we started. And then now after to go, and see and just fill these out. So I would say, if you could, let's just go and fill us out how you're feeling now about each one of these aspects. And in the study that we did that was very significant, we had people fill it out before. These were people who just volunteered to get that. They knew nothing about T-Touch. Most of them had never had it before. And then at the end of a 20-minute session, we had them fill it out again. And then 3 days later, they had to fill it out again. And there was such a significant difference that the people who studied this at the University Hospital in Vienna thought we must have paid the people to take this study, because they could not believe the difference. I know that a couple of people that I worked on, one was a doctor who came in and was in a real state of depression, and they just changed. Their sense of well-being was significantly improved, and even kept that after 3 days. And so this is just kind of an interesting to consider. I'm in touch with Suzanne later again, and she is a psychologist in Vienna, and she learned T-Touch, and she applies it with her patients. And she said of all the things that she does using other modalities, nothing like T-Touch makes the difference like this does, for something she can give to her to take home with them. So if we could fill that out later. And what else did we have, Sandy?
I'm posting the link. I know, Saskia, for some reason you didn't get the emails for class today. I don't know why you're registered. But the link is now posted also in the chat to download the questionnaire if you for some reason didn't get that. So that's for you, Saskia. And what else did we want to do, Linda? We talked about...
So what I would really appreciate, if we could just, if you're too tired now, some of you are in Europe and it's later, to go to Facebook, I would just write them now and then put it in later if possible, is share three highlights that you got from this time together, whatever comes to you. On the Facebook, and some question that you have that you would like us around this subject to address, something that you would like for us to bring to you.
And you mean in the upcoming classes?
In the upcoming classes, right.
And Rana also wrote in the chat that just to let us know that she is pretty new to T-Touch.
Ah, okay, Rana. So, let's think. The basics that I want you to go away with from today is the simplicity. Just put your hand up here where we can see this. I can't see mine. And how, with whatever part of your hand, move the tissue in one circle and a quarter, and a pause. One circle and a quarter, and a pause, and a smile. The smile is really important, and why? Because it's known that the smile activates which hormone? Serotonin and the oxytocin, the feel-good hormone and the trust hormone. And this is basic to what we're doing. It's a practice that because when we're focusing, when we're concentrating, it's totally normal for people to frown, to tighten, to think, to hold your breath. That's normal. And we can shift that. If we want to shift our perspective, open the heart, you know, just feel the gut. That, celebrate the parts that most of us have been trying to like reduce over all these years. Oh, really celebrate this. This is about celebrating together. So what is there anybody else that is relatively new? Because Rana, if you would like to call me later. Actually, if you just want to stay on, and if there are any of you who've been doing this for years who want to stay on with us just to talk to a few minutes, we're just going to review a few little things for you after.
And one more logistical piece, if I may. So all of your, for those of you who are new, all of the recordings as they come available after each class will be posted in your membership site. If for some reason you have some technical issue getting in, you can email myself and or Jody. So Sandy at teatouchforyouonline.com. And we will get you sorted out and get all that so that you can access that. There's nothing in there yet, so don't worry. Things will start getting posted tomorrow and this week. And we will send out an email letting you know when that is all posted.
And just so you know, apparently my number has been put under Jody's name, according to what I got yesterday. That's why I got a call, thank heaven, because Jody doesn't answer on the weekend. So I don't know where it says call Jody or Sandy or Linda or something. I don't know.
Okay, anyway, I'll check that out.
Check it out. That would be great. Sandra, you had your hand up, a question.
Yes, Linda, could you tell me the name of your eye doctor? I'm researching my eye problem again.
Yes, Dr. Sam Byrne, B-E-R-N-E. Okay. And you can Google him. He does so much for the world. And he has regular, he has an online, webinars. Francis, I see you're waving. Have you checked him out yet?
No, I just meant that his information was on the chart, on the chat.
On the chat. Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah, you can see that. Thank you.
And I just wanted to say I've had pain in my back where you put your hand in your pocket for since Wednesday. I could barely stand up or even sit here. And I've been doing T-touches for days. It's working. But today I have heat where I have not had heat since last Tuesday in that spot. So
is that good or bad?
That's good because it was ice cold.
Ah, okay.
Circulation, I guess, whatever I've done to that part of me.
Yeah.
And so
today go on.
Working with everybody today, the heat's come, and so the pain has gotten far less.
Okay. And if you, can you reach your hand back? Like, I use the back of my hand. Can you take Can you take two hands behind you? So look, see if you can see me. I for self-help, see if I can get this here so I can stand. I, instead of just moving my hand like that, I take my left hand and I move my right hand with my left.
Oh, I can't do that because of my shoulder problems, but I can use one hand.
Okay.
I've been told it's some kind of sciatica, maybe, I don't know, but it's been devastating. Okay. But it is working with the one hand I do. With the hand closed, I do with my knuckles. But for some reason, sitting here with everybody, it's warm, which means there's circulation, I guess, where there hasn't been for days.
So I have an idea. And I think this was Sandy's idea. How about going right through the belly and connecting with the back right from the front and just talking to it?
I can do that.
1 1/4 and a little quarter back for chronic discomfort. 1 1/4. Pause. And in the pause, like smile. Thank you. Thank you. I can make this connection.
It's getting warmer.
And 1/4 back. And it's the factor. I hear you. I see you. Yes, this is my vessel. And reach through your body to your back, that you, it's so hard to reach behind, right? And one of the books that I just got on my iPad, I'm so excited about it. It's by a Dr. Kwan, K-W-A-N. And it sounds like, you know, it's he's right there sitting with you. It's called Let It Flow. And it's about blood flow, because we can be talking to our body. We can be feeling those beautiful capillaries and the ends of our fingers. And the more we visualize, the more we do this journeying. Remember, do any of you remember that movie where they made themselves little and they went into the body? I forget the name of it.
The Andromeda Strain.
Yeah. No, it was before that. I don't think that was it. It was much, it was funny.
Oh.
You went in and journeyed into the body. It was really cool. And that I got the idea of going in with the dwarves and making all my intestinal stuff into snow. You know, I was doing with colonics and things at the time. And this is like, you know, in the 70s. and so we can also think about, it's $3.95 on Kindle, on Amazon, Let It Flow. And oh, the fantastic journey. You're right. It was a fantastic journey. Thank you. That was it. So let us take this.
Flow is $17.
What?
Let It Flow is $17.
On Kindle. It was $3.95. I got it yesterday.
Great. Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Got Kindle. It. Then, you know, make it cheaper. Or you can get it free, you know, to look at it first and see if it speaks to you. But whatever we can do to take that incredible journey within our bodies, celebrating this concept, first sentence in this beautiful book by Joan King, that every cell in the body is a genius. Why? Because it's the universal divine. It's amazing. And when we get this, I want you to get the excitement. I mean, years ago, I was doing a course in Minneapolis and we were talking about this. And one of the young women said to me, well, I don't believe in the divine, but I see your enthusiasm. I can begin to feel something. And I just want to put it out to the world. What is the wonder? What is this amazing wonder that makes the blood flow, that allows us to breathe, that moves all the parts, that brings these amazing animals to us? Anna, I see you in Italy. I see you playing with this new doggy you have. These amazing beings, who your kitties that I see here, who grace our lives, our birds, our geckos here. Wow, this is all a wonder. And we see this connection, this wonder. Janice, I see your hand. I love you. What? Yes.
What I wanted to say is, back when we were doing the exercise, you know, we were doing the T-touch on our face. You were talking about just creatures, you know, from the sea. Well, what came to me was, about a month ago, I had actually done a symbolic adoption of sea otters. I'm going to cry. You mentioned sea otters, and they're giving back to me. And I felt them with their little hands doing touch on my face. And I felt with a little rock doing with a little, I could feel the coolness of the rock on my face. And it is just was amazing, amazing. And the thing is that I was getting this, and then you mentioned sea otters. I couldn't believe it. I went, oh my God, it came through. And the other thing is that I'll say to everybody, you know, I'll say you honestly, living out here in Memphis, Tennessee, I've been here just for a couple of years. I still feel very alone, but not anymore. I have the sea otters. They're thousands of miles away from Memphis, but and you know what? And now I have a mission, is that somewhere on a vacation or something, I'm going to get to the sea and see actuals. I've never seen an actual live sea otter anywhere. So, and it was like, and the message from the sea otters was, hey, anytime, you know, just anytime, they'll do touch on me, you know. Oh. So I had to share that. I just had to verbalize that and get that out because it was just amazing, incredible. And I feel like, you know, if I ever feel alone, I think of my little sea otters.
That's so beautiful. I mean, I could feel them when I must have been feeling what you were seeing because I could feel them and I was thinking, oh, they're stones. They're like, oh, that's interesting what they're doing because, you know, they break up the shells on their chest with the stones.
Yes.
And the thing is, I would love it if you would just go put in a little bit about yourselves because Janice and I have been working together since she had a big stable full of horses in the 70s. And you came to the University of Michigan presentation, is that right, that I went to? Is that the first one?
You know what? I don't remember. It was just in Michigan somewhere, and it's just been... I will say, though, you know, when I started, I went to one training. The next year, I went to two trainings. The next year, I went to three trainings. The year after that, I went to four trainings. That's how I got started. And then I went... Wow, that's a lot of trainings in 1 year, but it didn't, you know, I was just so drawn to it. I couldn't help it, you know.
And at the time, I think you had a lot of horses, didn't you?
I did, yeah. And now it's just, you know, it's just like, there's no T-touch over there. It's just, it just becomes part of you. It's just who you are. You know, I don't even know how to explain that, but it's just something you do and you, you know, and I have to tell you what I do now as a mental health therapist, no one escapes my office without learning the heart hug. No one.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And Janice for many years was in my office in Santa Fe. So many of you would have spoken with her. And Jewel Duke, I see you here. Jewel is the ambassador for turtles around the world. And I remember all the wonderful things, and I still wear turtles. I normally have them on. And that being ambassadors for these different beings on the planet is a wonderful thing to share for us. If you will share who you are and know Janice also through this World Wide Web, we're weaving this celebration, this connection of our oneness and this finding a place of peace within by connecting to every amazing genius cell in our bodies. Thank you all. Love you. Anybody who wants to stay on and I'll do a little review for Jonah, I think it is. I'll see you.
Everybody. I'll close this recording and we'll start another one for the after class.
And we'll see you in the Facebook. Yep. Aloha.
Aloha, everybody.
Yahoo.